22 now before 9 o'clock, and we can continue on with our Community Corner show for a Monday morning. Well, Ladies Night Out is an event that's been going on for so many Octobers in Webster City. It's coming back again this year, and I have with me in the studio, join me live, we have Kevin Rubash of Interior Designs, along with Anna Woodward from the Chamber of Commerce. Both of you, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Thanks. Glad to have you here. Well, we're going to start off with you, Mr. Rubash, about this very special event coming up a week from Thursday on the 20th of this month.
Correct. This is our 20th year.
Yeah.
This event actually started Pat Westcott when she moved her color machine down to what was the old Lubbers building and renamed it Classic Carpet. We had decorated for Christmas that year. We had 13 trees and the store was all twinkling and lit up. And she said, let's have a party. And so it was not meant to be a shopping event. It was meant to be a fun event. And so people came out and she had all kinds of hot food and we had, you know, cocktails and drinks and all kinds of people came. And when the event was over, some of the other retailers approached her and said, we should make this an event. Because during that event, a lot of people wanted to shop. We didn't intend them to, but they wanted to. And so that's how it turned out to be Ladies Night Out. The following year, Gilbert Jewelers and Osweiler's both jumped on the bandwagon. And the event has just been growing every year. And I'm, you know, excited to say that we added the pop-ups probably about 10 years ago, the home-based businesses. And I think that adds a nice little element to the whole mix of the people.
Mm-hmm. And it's been growing ever since.
It
has. A lot of shoppers coming from not only Webster City there, Kevin, but also from just out of town.
Yes, Fort Dodge and Clarion and Eagle Grove and Stanhope and Stratford. We do see a lot of reach with this particular event. This year there's like 40-some businesses that are participating.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yes.
And what I notice here too, there, Kevin and Anna, there's also expanding out of town from what I see. Am I right on that? I saw something from camera.
Yes, we have Pickles Pub on our Ladies Night Out event this year. This is the first time that we've partnered with Pickles Pub, and so we are excited for them to be part of this event. We also have over 40 stops on our Ladies Night Out passport, and 15 of those are the pop-up retailers as well. So,
mm-hmm. Kevin, if I can get back to you for just a moment, a few months ago, I think last month or two, there was a beautiful mural right by the Senior Citizen Building downtown in memory of Pat Westcott, who passed away a couple of years ago.
Yes. So the daughters of Pat, the memorial money that they received, mm-hmm. they gave it to the Rotary Club. And the Rotary Club wanted to do something memorable with it. And so they decided to do a mural. And Pat was actually part of that original movement to acquire that building as the Senior Citizen Center years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Yep.
Bob Erickson and there was another gal involved, can't think of her name. But they were kind of part of that original movement to acquire that building. And so that was an appropriate place. Savannah, Georgia was actually Pat's one of favorite places to visit. She talked about it frequently. Her Bird Girl statue is actually behind my store now. And so that's where the idea came from. And so that was kind of a memory to Pat. And I think it really brightens up that corner.
It sure does. Yes. And very nice, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sandy Tighe and her daughter Mandy actually were the artists. They're from Jewel.
Right.
So some local artists actually painted it for us and did a beautiful job.
They sure did. Kind of adds a nice little specter to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the purple door was Steve Strukin's idea.
Yeah.
He said there should be a purple door because, of course,
and there
her
is.
Store, yes, her store was always known as the store with the purple doors.
Right.
And so we had to add a purple door.
There you go. That's the story behind that. But let's get back to the Ladies Night Out event coming up Thursday, October 20th. Who wants to do this thing next here?
We'll talk about. I can't.
Okay, Anna, it's your call right now.
So one draw about the Ladies Night Out is the large grand prize package, and we're still offering that this year. So each participating stop on our Ladies Night Out event has contributed to this prize package. With every $20 spent, shoppers have unlimited chances to win. And this is included with gifts from each one of our participating retailers for our Ladies Night Out event. And the idea really is that whoever wins this prize package on Thursday could potentially have all their Christmas shopping and holiday shopping completed just within this package. And there will also be additional prize packages on Friday and Saturday with a total value of $500 as well. And some of the items that we have included in this prize package are a $50 gift basket from Cincy. We have a $100 gift card from Osweiler's, a $50 gift card from Gilbert Jewelers, $50 from Interior Spaces. We also have a free oil change from Carl Webster City, and then a $100 gift certificate from Heart and Home, and a $25 gift certificate from Seneca Street Saloon, along with a long list of additional prizes that we will have posted on our website as well.
Including one to Interior Spaces there, just a little
plug
for you there, Kevin.
And, you know, something we've seen people do in the past, which I think is a super smart idea, especially at my store. I've had some people that have saved a purchase and came in and bought it that night specifically so they can register. Your chances of winning this are far greater than anything else. And so what they'll do is they'll actually bring their address labels, which is so smart. So it's quick and easy to fill out those little sign-up slips to bring your address labels and just stick them on there. But it's really handy when somebody wants to buy a bed or a recliner. And I know at Gilbert Jewelers, they have the same situation. If somebody buys a necklace or a ring, you get a lot of certificates to enter in the drawing, and that makes it quick and handy.
Wonderful.
That's a great idea.
It's a good idea to do some shopping in Webster City just in time for the holiday season. It's going to be here before we know it with this Ladies' Night Out coming up a week from this Thursday. Now we have the biggest thing about this year, you two, is it's going to be a three-day event.
Yes, it is a three-day event. So Thursday is our largest day, which we have the pop-up vendors that help complement the event. But giveaways and promotions are going to extend during regular store hours on Friday and Saturday, too. So we will have a prize package for Friday and Saturday, unlimited chances to win with every $20 spent, and there'll be a total value of $500 or more. And a new event that we have that I think makes this extra exciting this year is we have the fashion show on Saturday morning at the Webster City Community Theater. Sarah Orton of Denim and Babes has really helped spearhead this event and bring the partnership between our retailers to pull this together. This will be at 10:30 on Saturday, October 22nd at the Webster City Community Theater. And it will be immediately following with a brunch, a complimentary brunch for attendees. And that is sponsored by Tammy Heilick of Abens Realty, Boone River Financial, and First State Bank, and Hy-Vee. This will be a quiche and cinnamon roll brunch just for us to converse and enjoy the fall fashions. And then when it's over, all the stores will be open.
There you go.
There is limited seating for that fashion show. So you do need to visit the Webster City Chamber's website and pre-register. And that's visitwebstercityiowa.com.
And it's right on our front page of our events page. So visit WebsterCityIowa.com/events is what you're looking for.
So that's something brand new. Yes. Fashion show coming up on the 22nd, week from this coming Saturday. And I don't know if the stage for the Webster City Community Theater will still have the remnants of what we're doing this week, Arsenic and Old Lace, but...
Yes, I think it's a perfect fit, perfect tie-in with the fashion show. It will be backdropped with the scenery from Arsenic and Old Lace,
cool,
which is going on the 12th through the 16th. Is
yep.
that right, Pat?
That's absolutely right.
Okay,
yes,
that's exciting.
Dr. Harper knows in that. So that's coming up on the 22nd. And anything else of note here for...
You know, something to clarify about the drawings, too, is that each day is a new drawing. So on Thursday, the main shopping event, you know, we have extended hours till 8 o'clock at night. That is one day of drawing. So anything you buy on that day goes into that prize package. Anything you buy on Friday goes into a second prize package. And anything you buy on Saturday goes into a third prize package. So technically, the more dollars you spend, the more chances you have to win. And you can also win one of three prizes if you shop all 3 days.
Mm-hmm. And the hours for the shopping on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday...
So on Thursday, it is actually from 10 to 8 a.m. And then on Saturday,
8 p.m.
or 8 p.m., excuse me. And then on, late. And so then on Friday and Saturday, it's actually the store's regular hours.
Okay.
So whatever the store normally is open from.
So again, that's from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Correct.
On Thursday, the 20th, and the normal store hours on that Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And just to clarify, our pop-up vendors will be starting on noon on Thursday, October 20th. But most of our store's regular open hours are 10 a.m.
Very good.
Now, are the pop-ups only available on Friday?
The pop-ups are mostly only available
on
Thursday.
Thursday, excuse me.
But there will be some pop-ups that will be working within the brick-and-mortar businesses on Friday and Saturday that they have arranged and coordinated among themselves.
Very good. So that's all happening during a busy shopping time in Webster City with Ladies Night Out on the 20th through 22nd. Anything else for the good of the cause here this morning, folks?
We hope to see everybody come out and have a great time.
Yep.
It's a nice kickoff to the fall season.
I know we had a very successful Thursday night event this summer. I bet you kind of miss it, don't you?
Yes, yes. Market Nights was a lot of fun. But of course, we're excited and looking forward to Ladies Night Out. Ladies Night Out actually falls on the same day as our third Thursday coffee, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to mention that on October 20th, we will be having our third Thursday coffee at ISU Extension Office on Bank Street. And that's from 7:30 to 9 a.m. The ISU Extension Office is currently partnering with Iowa State University retail students on a consulting project. So hopefully we can get a little bit more details on that, plus all the other amazing resources that they offer as well.
As in previews of coming attractions, and all, we'll be talking down the road there, Anne, about the big Christmas in the City event, which is scheduled for early December. And then we have some big doings on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve in Webster City. We'll talk more about that, too, with your project with the WCF Financial Bank, big event coming to Briggswood's Conference Center.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to this event. It's a great way for our membership to look back on 2022 and a bright 2023 to come. We're very thankful for WCF Financial Bank's support on this project and also Briggswood's Conference Center for making this happen.
I know we'll talk about that in the next month or so there, Anna. So.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back.
Absolutely. Welcome back anytime. Kevin Rubash and Anna Woodard, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock.